RTE Radio 1 Sport with a Kia EV6. Inspire your senses. The fully electric EV6. For more, visit kia.com.
And with all the sport now, here's Des.
Yeah, and we're keeping a keen eye on the Paralympics on you, because at the moment our cycling medal heroes Katie George Dunleavy and Eve McChrystal are battling for another medal in the road race. Reporting live is Siobhan Madigan.
Yes, undoubtedly, Des, they're Ireland's most successful para-cycling pair. Katie George and Eve look like they're heading for yet another medal in the women's road race. It's out at the Fuji Speedway. They're right in the mix heading into the final few kilometres, battling against the British and the Swedish bikes for the medals. Three crews out in front, and they will fill the podium positions. Heavy rain here in Tokyo for the last 2 days. Conditions so, therefore, far from ideal, and one error could prove costly and spell the end. Earlier in the men's tandem, conditions were not for the liking of Martin Flash Gordon and Eamon Byrne. They withdrew after one circuit. Ronan Grimes finished 11th in his road race, and Rochelle Timothy was 11th in her road race event. On the sea, Forest Pat O'Leary won the B final in the men's 200 KL3 canoe sprint, and in the pool, Patrick Flanagan failed to progress from the heats of the 100 metre backstroke.
All right, thanks, Siobhan. Well, we'll bring you news of that medal. Hopefully, if they get there, the rain a factor, obviously. Thanks for that. Elsewhere, a big win for Northern Ireland last night in their Group C World Cup qualifier. They were 4-1 winners in Lithuania, and the victory gives them a huge boost ahead of their vital home game against Switzerland on Wednesday. Also in that group, the European champions Italy surprisingly held to a 1-1 draw at home by Bulgaria. Elsewhere, England beat Hungary 4-0 in Budapest. Two of the goals followed dreadful goalkeeping errors. Raheem Sterling, Harry Kane, Harry Maguire and Declan Rice were the scorers. England topped the group by 5 points. In Group B, a Viktor Klassen winner gave Sweden a vital 2-1 win over Spain. Now this afternoon, the Irish under-21 side play Bosnia in their opening European Championship qualifier. And this evening, Premier League leaders Shamrock Rovers face a tricky game at Finn Harps, while second place St Pat's host Longford Town. In golf, it's the final event of the PGA Tour season, the Tour Championship. Patrick Cantlay, who started the tournament with a 10-under par score under the staggered qualification system, is 12-under after a round of 68. He's two clear of John Rahm, who shot 66. Rory McIlroy let a good round slip away. He had three bogeys on the back nine as he shot 68. He's on 4-under, tied for 17th place. Now, Katie Taylor returns to the ring at Headingley Stadium in Leeds tomorrow night as she makes the latest mandatory defence of her lightweight world titles against the American Jennifer Han. 20,000 fans are expected to attend.
This is a huge fight for both of us, and I don't overlook anybody. I can't afford to get complacent, and my fights, when you get complacent, that's when you actually start losing fights. Feel great. I know that I can't do this forever, but I still feel very, very fresh right now. I still have plenty more years left in the ring, and this training camp has gone great. I feel sharp and strong, and I can't wait to produce one of the best performances on Saturday night.
Yeah, and interesting, Katie, making the point there of plenty more years left in me, because it was brought up at a press conference. Is she nearing the end of her career? And she clearly took offence to it. So she's making that clear. Breaking news, we have won gold again, double gold for Katie George Dunleavy and Eve McChrystal. So well done to them. Yeah, they're cleaning up there. It's fantastic. And it was very difficult conditions. We'll have reaction live from Tokyo in the next hour. Meanwhile, at the US Open Tennis, world number one Novak Djokovic sailed into the third round and moved a step closer to achieving a calendar year Grand Slam. There was victories too for the women's top seed Ash Barty, the 2019 champion Bianca Andreescu and Petra Kvitova. The Irish show jumping team has qualified for today's 10-team final at the European Championships in Germany. The Irish men's cricket team defeated Zimbabwe by 64 runs to claim an unassailable 3-1 lead in the 5-match series. And we have two race meetings this afternoon at Kilbeggan and Downroyal. And just to repeat, that great news from Tokyo, another gold, double gold for Katie George Dunleavy and Eve McChrystal. Reaction coming up later.
A great way to end this sports bulletin, Des. Thank you very much.